I wrote the book to break the cycle. I always promised myself that if I ever overcame my stress-related serious mind conditions, I would share it with the world and warn people as to the disastrous effects of what can happen to you if stress is left unchecked, and that there are real serious consequences. And that prevention is the key. That prevention is far better than recovery. That we have to take control of our stress before it takes control of you, because it broke me in two.
Well, when you use the word stress, what do you mean?
Well, I'm referring to stress in itself. Stress is with us from the moment we're possibly conceived in the womb. It's definitely with us in later stages of being in your mum's womb to the moment we actually pass away. Stress is constantly with us, and we all react differently to the stress response, which is fight, flight scenario. And a lot of people know what that all means, that they get a churned up tummy. Some of the dangers of stress that you'd feel is frequent headaches, excess anxiety, guilt, sadness, anger or hostility, insomnia, which is a huge one here in New York City, or teeth grinding, or feeling depression or fatigue, and addictions, which are your coping mechanisms, the crutches that we lean on when we're feeling most vulnerable and stressed, unexplained weight gain or loss, and feeling overwhelmed. And they all lead eventually to getting one of the big four. And on that road, you could develop diabetes. And the big four is developing mind conditions, cancer, heart disease, or strokes. And according to the World Health Organization, the biggest killer of everything on this planet is all to do with lifestyle diseases. So I'm highly motivated to raise awareness.
What are some tools that listeners might be able to use to deal with what are considered everyday pressures? You've got a listener who can't sleep. What do they do?
Well, the 9 natural steps actually fortifies you to be able to manage stress and in time master it. Those steps, to be able to sleep, you have to look at your nutrition, because according to the Mental Health America survey, 45% of people stress eat to cope, and 42% are more likely to drink alcohol, smoke, or do drugs to relieve stress. Now, when people start looking at those sort of stats, and they're one of them, what is happening is a lot of the foods that we eat are not good for us, and you've got to be aware of what you're eating. And you also got to be aware that you're doing the right type of exercise. And when you're doing it, it is no good doing a lot of exercise at night, because that just activates the serotonin. And what will happen is it won't be able to change to melatonin, and you'll keep waking up in the night. Here I am on the Granite Rock, and I'm not far from Central Park. Every morning I get up, and I seize the day and go into the urban gym. You should be looking at walking. And I'm not just talking about a small walk, or walk with a friend, or being on a treadmill in a gym. I mean getting out there and feeling life, feeling nature. There's so much to offer. That allows your 7,200 nerve endings in your feet, which are connected to every part of the brain and the body, to actually rebalance itself. To go for a big, brisk walk in the morning, it helps balance the neurochemistry of the brain and the body, and helps fortify the you to be able to handle the stresses and challenges of the day. So nutrition and exercise are vital in understanding. And a lot of people have forgotten about awareness. They've got no awareness of what they're eating properly. They might be taking calorie counts, and they might be saying, look, I'm working out. But I did all those things before I fell over and became a huge victim to the severity of stress being left unchecked.